Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Police Officer Kyle Keller to talk about the ALICE program. First off, tell us what ALICE means.
ALICE program, the acronym for it means Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Basically, it gives options for people in a active shooter situation or intruder situation to survive. What history has shown us is that schools and businesses have kind of used the term lockdown, where if there's an intruder in the building, they are told to go into a room that they're at or remain in the room that they're at and lock the door, turn off the lights, and basically hide in a corner and hope that the person doesn't come and find you and come and attack you. What ALICE has tried to open up is options of escape, to counter, to fight back, different things like that. In 2001, a law enforcement officer and his wife, who was a principal at a school, began talking about options of what the principal would do at her particular school. And it was just basically lockdown. From there, things were talked about that it needed to be changed. Obviously, we're having high numbers of kids being killed in schools and classrooms. Well, it's because they're doing the lockdown procedure. They're easy targets, essentially. And that's something we don't want, obviously. When they started talking about it in 2001, it took several years to get it planned, kind of talking about strategies and getting things put together, and that's when they came up with the ALICE for the Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. In 25 years of mass shooting events, they've yielded a national average for response of police officers to be 5 to 6 minutes. In that time, there's a lot that's going to happen. There's a lot of people that are going to be hurt or killed during a situation like that. Like we refer to schools and churches and some businesses even as soft targets, that's why they want to go to these places where there's maybe not a police officer present or it's going to take a while for them to respond. We learned from the events from Columbine that those that stayed in the library, they had several exits. They could have got out before the shooters even made it to the library. They were advised to stay there and hide underneath the tables. After the shooting was done, that's when some of them exited. So why did they wait? Why didn't they just leave? You know, it's because of this whole lockdown. Everyone's been trained ever since we were little that that's kind of what we do. We stay put, and that's things that need to change. Virginia Tech in 2007, there were several classrooms that the shooter went into. He got a lot of casualties in each of these classrooms, except for a couple where they were able to barricade themselves. They used lockdown, but they also barricaded, which is also part in ALICE that we want to teach people that just because you lock the door doesn't mean that's an ultimate defense. They can be easily defeated and someone can make it in if they want to. There's one classroom in particular at Virginia Tech that barricaded right from the beginning and the shooter didn't make it in and there's no casualties in that classroom. There was a second classroom that the shooter had made it in the first time. There was a few casualties, but after he left, they barricaded the door and he tried getting back in, but he wasn't allowed to. The statistics show that the other classrooms that he was able to have free access to, he came back to multiple times and caused more casualties. The statistics show that there's going to be more casualties if the civilians wait or the citizens wait for police response than if they can handle it themselves. So that's something we encourage is, you know, not to be the victim, basically.
How can businesses and organizations in Knoxville get in contact with the Knoxville Police Department to have a presentation on ALICE?
They can contact myself or Lieutenant Fuller either through email here at the police department. They can come up to the police department. If they want to talk to Chief Dan Lasada as well, and he can set up something. I do encourage any church group or any organization that would like to talk about it. We can do a 30 to 45 minute presentation about it. We are looking forward to this fall doing a large presentation for the school and involve all school staff. So more of the practice, the better for us is if we can talk in front of groups and kind of get the information out to more people, and then we feel that it'll be a little easier to kind of get it taught within the schools and the community to have the acceptance a little bit more and just to have everybody kind of know what's going on and what we're going to be teaching the staff and eventually the students on what to expect when something like this happens.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Police Officer Kyle Keller, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.